A SNAP survey on the streets of Harare found that the majority of the people on the street consider the current economic situation in Zimbabwe as very bad, and it is not surprising as the economy continues to plummet. The country's economy has been plunging since 2013, with more than 4,000 companies closing down and thousands of workers losing their jobs. In recent weeks, more than 20,000 people have been thrown on the streets following a Supreme Court ruling allowing employers to fire workers on 3 months' notice. More people are getting poorer, with the middle class no longer in existence, and the situation is getting dire. Analysts say the situation, if not properly managed, could lead to a disaster and instability. Former Treasury Chief Economist Masimba Manyanya says the ZANU-PF government has clearly failed to manage its macroeconomics, adding everything in Zimbabwe is pointing towards a disaster of proportions.
But if you are having an economic crisis, you are setting a precedent for social instability and certainly political instability. So in other words, what I'm saying is unless this current, that present crisis is addressed, we cannot safely say that by the end of the year or into next year, the social and political situation will be what it is today.
With dissatisfaction mounting, he says social groups, political parties, peasants and opposition political parties could join hands in frustration and put things in their own hands as they feel neglected by a government they think is increasingly selfish.
Within a very short space of time, you have outbreaks of violence and crime in the country. And then with the sort of political polarization we have in the country, you have a scenario where people in the rural areas will have to learn to overcome their fear, and then there will be retributions, you'll be reprisals, then, you know, the social and political situation in the country just literally falls apart. We have to find funds now to get into the country so that some of those issues can be avoided.
Another economist, Kipson Gundani, says all economic indicators are pointing the negative way, adding, this is not good for the country. According to him, Zimbabwe's economy suffers from a declining business confidence, especially with foreign investors shunning the Southern African nation.
Economies are run by interaction of several economic agents which behave in a certain way. And because there is a confidence deficit overhang that has been in existence for a number of years, you find that there is no coherence in terms of thinking. Even if you look at investor perception and confidence in the economy is low, as a result, we are not getting what we should be getting to re-jump the economy.
He adds, Zimbabwe desperately needs an injection of foreign direct investment to create new jobs. International business has constantly said lack of security of their investment worries them, resulting in them holding on tight to their purses. Main opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai of the Movement for Democratic Change says the country's economy can only be revived when Harare starts running credible elections whose results won't be disputed and are acceptable to the outside world.
You have a situation where the economy is imploding. We have a situation where the government and the potential of Zimbabwe is being wasted because it is isolated internationally.
Political analyst Fortune Gwaze agrees with Tsvangirai that it is difficult for an economy to thrive in a political crisis. Economists say while countries in Europe that faced economic crisis since the world wars and to date, like Greece for example, had been pulled out by neighbors and the international community, Zimbabwe is unlikely to enjoy such benefits as its leadership has been pouring scorn on the West in their dispute over the so-called targeted sanctions and related issues. Zimbabwe's strained relations with larger donor countries like the United States and Britain is also failing to service its debt with international financial institutions such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, meaning it cannot access any funding from them to revive its economy. But they say Zimbabwe has all the resources that it requires to turn around the economy, adding all that is required are policies that attract and protect investment. Economist Nyasham Chichwa of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe says the country's leadership have enough at their disposal to turn the fortunes of the country.
What is important for Zimbabwe? It's having the right policies and being consistent in our policies. If we can do that, it's easy to turn around Zimbabwe. We have the best environment for agriculture. It's basically, you can grow almost everything in Zimbabwe because of the climate we have. We, in terms of the natural resources, we have almost everything. So first and foremost, by putting the right policies and being consistent to those policies, Zimbabwe can grow and can be just like the Asian tigers.
In its book, Pro-Poor and Inclusive Development in Zimbabwe, Beyond the Enclave, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says the government must borrow strategies that were applied in Asian countries to encourage investment in export sectors and paving way for the new industries, among many others. The Asian Tigers also ensured they had strong, capable, credible and well-committed government and strong political leadership, and the results have been open for all to see as their citizens enjoy a much better life in thriving economies. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.